Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming, they witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and they show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 welcome back, world. We are back with a new episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo. Benz, what it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Let's get into it. It's another Sunday fun day. You know the vibes. Yeah, man. Let's do it.
What happened to light some up, post some up?
So as always, light something up, pour something up, smoke something up, come kick it with your people. You already know.
You getting the shows mixed up. I caught that last week. I said, well, damn, he ain't going to let the people get comfortable. Like.
Yeah. Definitely. Pour something up.
Look, 2 weeks
up,
off from you,
up.
You know. You.
I know. You know, hey. Exactly.
Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Mo, write them down.
So, you know, I take it from bottom to top. So, number five, we got the United Kingdom. Big shout out to England, London Town, Ireland, Scotland, that whole little situation they got over there, you know what I'm saying, across the pond. Big shout out to the United Kingdom. Thank you for representing and listening to us. Number four, we keeping it Euro, you know what I'm saying? So a big shout out to Finland. Finland is just coming through, you know what I'm saying, our European peoples. Number three, big shout out to India, you know what I'm saying? But big shout out to, you know what I'm saying, for the people that's in India listening, big shout out to the Bay of Bengal, right? That's in the Indian Ocean. And shout out to, North Centennial Island. They some wild folk out there, man. So shout out to India, man, and all the surrounding territories and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Number two, big shout out to Brazil. You know what I'm saying?
Doing it again, my folks. My Ifa people, my Ifa people. Yes.
Brazil, South America. You know what I'm saying? We're in North America. Big shout out to South America, Brazil representing. And number one, of course, we got the home team. Big shout out to the East, the West, the South. You know what I'm saying? The United States of America, you know, all the fly cities from coast to coast. Yes. How we do, you know what I'm saying? This is that Black American experience that you get with real adult talk with SGMO Benz. But yeah, man, we here.
You know what? I'm gonna be extremely happy when y'all get our listener base from the U.S. to like 50%, and that means that you got to tell a friend and another friend and another friend to tune in, because of course, you know, the United States is the bulk of our listeners, but you know, we want to touch everybody. We want everybody that's cool with us. We're not a you can't box us. You know, we might be talking about spiritual. We might be talking about, you know, sports, finances. Then we taking it to the other level, and we talking about relationships and sex. You can't box us. It's all here. All adult conversations, right? Because adults go through all of the things that we talk about. Might even be some politics. So tell a friend and another friend to tune in to us. Check out our archive shows, man. Let's get the United States down to 50% listening base, because y'all turning up on the top five in all of the other countries that's tuning in all over the world. Myself and Mo really appreciate you. Yeah, let's do it. How's your week, Mo?
So my week was low-key awesome. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I'm real low-key right now. I'm just, you know, this week I'm calling it inspiration and motivation, organizing success. I'm just real low key.
All right,
you know what I'm saying?
Look at you with the big name. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just real low key, but I'm just, like I said, I'm plotting on big things. I'm grinding, you know what I'm saying? The summertime is a grind. You know, I'm looking forward to getting out of the country, you know what I'm saying, in October. So I'm just doing everything possible to make sure that a smooth vacay. So yeah, I'm just chilling, man. Big shout out to just the interior decorating. That's back on point. Real estate is coming together, man. Hunting deals down. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vintage Nubian. My wife been grinding. She got back from Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? She just jet setting.
Hey, welcome back.
She did her a pop up in Chelsea and Manhattan today or whatever the last couple of days. So yeah, man, life is good. You know what I'm saying? Can't complain. Blessed. So yeah, that's my week. Inspiration and motivation, organizing success. How was your week?
Man, bro, my week was real getting in tune. I'm going to say getting in tune. A lot of things. I know this is the last month of the summer for the kids in the South. So really getting in line. You know, I have a kid birthday in May. I got one in July and I got one in August, right? And we have our first community, all summer babies. I get pregnant around the same time, Chad.
Okay.
We have our first major community giveaway on the 21st of this month. I mean, we give it away good shit. We got to say, come get some did it care goods, right? We do, yeah. Like, we deal with major retailers, and they give us, you know, returns and stuff that the box was dented and they don't want to sell it, you know, things like that. We got, like, you know, clippers and shavers and hot irons and flat irons and wigs and kids' toys and you name it, right? We got it. So we're doing a major giveaway. We're trying to touch 100 to 120 people with this giveaway on the 21st in the community. I'm excited about that. That was the main push for the nonprofit organization, just to be in this place. Like, super excited. The business partner is amazing, man. I'm thankful that, you know, he is in my energy. He definitely keeps me grounded. So, salute to that. Getting ready to gear up to get these kids back to school. And right, it's just all been business for me because there's so many, you know, so many bees in a trap. So staying grounded, man. And so here's the thing. I wanted to say this, right, because I put it on my social media. And yesterday, one thing about me, I do my damnedest to not look at anything negative on social media. Now, there are some days that I got to track due to the show, politics, so on and so forth. But I do my damnedest to not pay attention to anything negative. So if you are familiar with us, when Mo get into his world famous chop up episode, he's like, Black, you seen anything? I'd be like, nah, I ain't look. Because I really don't be trying to be in that energy. So yesterday, there was a video. And this video was a person, you know, I don't know if it's a woman or what, a person was in this little circle of water. But it was a riptide under the water, right? And this person was, like, fighting for her life because the riptide kept, like, trying to pull her under the water. And she was fighting for her life. And then this white guy jumped in to save her. And as he jumped in to save her, she was pushing him under the water. And they're like, don't push him under the water. But he had done took in so much water at this point of trying to fight the riptide to get back to the top and her holding him down that he had already, like, he was filled with water, right? And so eventually they both end up, you know, going under. You know what I'm saying? And so I said to myself, like, why would I sit and watch that? And my spirit guys came to me last night and gave me a message. And it was like, you know, there are people around us, and we really want to help these people that are around us, these people that we know, these people that are going through things, because we feel like, hey, we care for you and we want to help you through whatever you're going through. But, see, they're going through their destiny. And a lot of times we jump in to help somebody while going through their destiny, which may be their fate, and it becomes our fate as well. So what I want to say, my message for this week is to be mindful of how you share energy. You know what I'm saying? Whatever somebody's going through in their life, we may not feel like it's fair for them, but because we know it's not fair for us, but whatever they're going through, it's their choice, and it's a part of their destiny they're going through. If somebody don't want to go through something, they're going to do the things to do to get themselves out of it, no matter what the fuck it is. So we can't keep putting our focus and our attention on other people's problems. We got to worry about what's in front of us. So that's the energy that I'm coming into this week with. You know, I was already that way because, you know, me, I like to help people, you know?
Yeah.
And I came in this energy where I'm always trying to help. Always trying to help.
Gotcha.
And it backfired on me. It backfired on me so that people would be like, oh, nobody is this nice. You must be miserable, trying to figure out what's going on with me. You must be this, you must be that, because nobody in the world is this nice. Nobody in the world is just going to help me for no reason. And that kind of, like, pulled me back because I kept hearing it so many times, like, damn, you know, like I don't want nothing from you. You have nothing to offer to me. I just want to help you be a better version of yourself. And so I realized that we are so unaccustomed to people being genuine that when we do see somebody genuine, we see them as a mark. Oh, I'm going to get whatever I can get out of this person right here. Say whatever I got to say because they give it to me freely, you know?
Yeah.
When I realized that, I said, fuck it. I made a decision to no longer give to people that's right under me. And I made a decision to do it on a wide scale. So I'm giving back to the community. If you talking about me or trying to figure out why I'm giving back to the community. There has to be an agenda. There has to be a reason, whatever the case may be. You can do that. I don't know you. But it ain't going to be nobody that I know. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But I changed my whole rhythm about how and who I helped. And I'm starting to see the difference. Like, I'm paying attention to the people that's around me. Like, you know, why you always talking to me about money? You know, the old me would have been like, oh, you need this here. I don't give a damn what it was. Oh, you need that here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on that no more. So I'm coming into, like, this new me, and it's catching people off guard. They like, what you acting like this for? You know how people indirectly ask you for something, and you be like, bro, I don't know. You got to figure this out. You know, I don't ask you for nothing. Be the first thing they come out with. Like, I'm not even saying that you asking me for, you know, monetarily gain. You know what I'm saying? So it lets you know what people's mind frame be at, because why would you bring that up? Why would money be the first thing you bring up? So I'm grateful to be in the energy that I'm in, and I'm focused, and I'm aligned, and I'm a whole new version of myself, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So I don't have to worry about, oh, okay, they know I'm going to help them, so this person around me for this reason, this person around me for that reason. We cut all that shit out. That was my week.
That's ill. Yeah, that's interesting. You know what? And that's you know, I feel that, because like you said, that's a different way of thinking. And I touched on this a little bit last week, and I've been touching on this you know, throughout since we've been doing this show. But yeah, I've been on a new way of thinking for a while now. And when I talk about my new way of thinking, especially for our people, like, I'm not looking at it from the just fucked up point of view no more. Like, I just don't. When I see it, I can empathize with it, but I'm looking at it from the conquerors, from the dominant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it from that. You know what I'm saying?
Because we are different beings, bro, and we carry different energy, and they don't have real niggas out here no more. And we come from a real nigga era. You know what I'm saying? Where real niggas do real shit. And so when they wonder why I'm working so hard to give them some, or why I'm working so hard to restore, you know what I'm saying, peace, and to be a black woman giving back to a black community, it's because so many of my people make it and they don't. They just take from our community. I want to give to my community. I want to give to my people, right? I come from Edenville, 1887. You understand me? The first African-American town established by free slaves. What they taught us in school was completely different than what they taught us in school in any other place that I went to, any other city that I went to. You understand me? So it runs deep for me that I want to see my people succeed, but they have been fucked over so much that everybody got to have an agenda, and the people that they choose to associate themselves with got to have an agenda for helping them, and I don't really have no agenda. I just want you to win, baby. You know what I'm saying? A part of me being great is that I give. I got to give back. I got to help my people. Yeah, I don't care what you believe in, whether it's Ifa, whether you Christian, whether you Buddhism, whether you Catholicism, whether you, you know, Luke, who me, Santera, whatever it is, I don't care. If you my people, you my people. And we don't have that energy no more. So, of course, I'm the one that they look at like, oh, she doing this, she doing that. Man, just show up and get this free shit. That's it. You can say whatever you want to say, and I'm still going to continue to do me, and I'm still going to vibe. But I had to cut that shit out that's close to me, because I had to realize people, you know, Tupac said that we're the last of a dying breed. And you ain't got too many people that even know who Tupac is now. And the people that know who Tupac is, they doing what they can do, but they still trying to survive, because they coming from an area where they used to a lot of money, and you barely getting money, because the people that's getting money with the dumb shit now. You know what I'm saying? Doing stupid shit online to get money. No, we real folks, man. We worked hard for our money. We did what we had to do. So, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm just, that's me, man. We a different breed, Mo. And so they don't get it.
Yeah. That's it, man. Getting recognized game. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. That's how I look at it. So yeah, man. So interesting. You know what I'm saying? So
tonight's topic was brought to you by Mo Benz. So I'm gonna let him introduce the topic and get it popping.
Get it right.
And do what he do.
Yeah.
And then we'll fall in line.
And we'll fall in line. So let's do it, man. Let's jump into it. So tonight's topic, you know what I'm saying? nice topic. You know, we wanted to get real back to some real adult talk. You know what I'm saying? So tonight's topic is, what does being horny feel like? You know, and describe it. You know what I'm saying? So now, a big shout out to, you know, I got to get my list together. I know I've been talking a lot of shit about this list for a long time, but I'm a perfectionist, you know what I'm saying? So when it feels right, I'm going to drop a new list. You know, for anybody that's new, you know, I got my top 10 adult starlets in the game that I always do, you know, once a year. And, you know, whenever the vibe is right, I drop the list because, you know what I'm saying, I put thought into it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, big shout out to Nadia J. You know, she's been on my list a few times, you know, through the years. But she posed this question on Twitter, and I thought it was just an awesome question, because I'm like, damn, is anybody – I don't know if I've really truly ever heard somebody just ask that question. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been talked about, but just a direct question to, you know, what does being horny feel like, and describe it. So I'm going to get into it. I'm going to come back, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I jotted some notes. I had to get into my thoughts. You know, how I feel when I get on the hunt, you know what I'm saying? Because like I told you, I'm a lion, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the best way to describe me, picture a like you watch National Geographic or Discovery Channel, one of them, you know, Animal Planet, one of them channels like that, and when you see a zebra running across some place in Africa, you know what I'm saying? And you see that lion on the hunt, you know what I mean? Like, you see that zebra running, you see that lion just on the hunt. That's me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna get more into it. So, you know, especially for the guys out there, you know what I'm saying? We want to hear a female's perspective, because guys, you know, we always can describe shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's always interesting to see a female's perspective of what makes y'all horny, because you know a guy, you know, we know our dick, you know what I mean? That's how it is. Bam, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the blood start flowing, and, you know, we get to that, and you know what I'm saying? If you dancing close to us or if you up on us, you know, you feel our energy, you know what I'm saying, when we that. But for females, black, what makes you horny? And describe it, you know what I'm saying? Describe it for the guys out there, you know what I'm saying, that aren't sure, you know what I'm saying? They don't know.
You know, we haven't done any adult topics like this in a while, right? In a while. So it kind of feels a little weird. The shows used to be popping, though, when we go in like this. It feels weird. But, all right. For me, I think it's like breaking down like what makes me horny and then how does it feel, right, and describing those things. So I'm a little bit different in this day and age versus what I used to be.
Oh,
and
okay.
So
touch base on both.
When I say, okay. So when I say what I used to be, when I was younger, you know what I'm saying, a tender, you know, money, you know what I'm saying, somebody that was hustling, like I was hustling, because I always had my own, like always had my own, came out with my own, had my own, you know, stayed, you know, 10 toes down. So to see a man on his shit, that was just like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love that. And now it's like, okay, I've been in a energy of having my own. When I got 18, I had my own crib, right? And I'm over 40 years old. We're just going to say that. And, you know, it's something that just comes naturally to you. You know, it's repetition. So now the thing, like, I love an intelligent. I'm a sapiosexual. Just to see someone that's intelligent at all times. It's somebody that I can have an intelligent conversation with, somebody I can vibe with and laugh with and kick it with, is no pressure, right? So as a woman, we can feel pressure. We can feel when a man is not really comfortable. We can feel when a man is trying to impress us. We can feel when a man is just trying to, you know what I'm saying, do something, and it's like it's not natural. So when a man is naturally themselves, very intelligent, and I love a man that knows how to pray. Oh, my God. Like, so with those things in mind, I do not have a particular type. When I say I don't have a particular type, body size, nationality, Rather, you know, like, look, you can have a lot of money or you can have a good job. As long as you doing something that's benefiting you, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, long as you holding your thing down. One of the biggest turnoffs for me, I hate when a man is, like, needy. Like, I hate when a man is needy. Like, if he need me, if he, you know, asking me for money or, you know, like, I hate that. Like, that turns me the fuck off, right? But we're not talking about turns off, turn off. We're talking about turn on. But I like a man that has his own. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, you know, my BD is who my BD is, right? And so when he was trying to figure out who it was I was dealing with, I had been dealing with for so long, when he finally seen who I was dealing with, he was like, that's a good nigga. Like, that's a, you know, he didn't like the nigga, but, you know what I'm saying, that's a good nigga. Yeah, this nigga, he is, you know what I'm saying, big electrician energy, big this, big that, right? Long as you're doing what you got to do for you, I love that for you. You know what I'm saying? And that turns me on. And so it's just one of those things that depends on what this person is doing, just the energy and the chemistry. Now, I'm at an age where, at an age where, you know, 3-4 times a week, you know, has to suffice, right? And I don't, you know, for whatever reason, right, whether it be distance, whether it be not on good terms, whether whatever it is, I'm not there. You know, I don't get to be satisfied in that manner. So I can say that I am not in a space of being sexually satisfied at this time because of whatever the reason is. But for me, ideally, 3-4 times a week, and it's like when I just, it's just something like if I see a man that's praying and I just like just look at him in my eyes, just this sexy feeling that come over me and my body warms up from my ori from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And I just be like, oh, like it just be jumping. That thing be jumping. You be like, wait a minute, girl, sit down. Woo! That thing just start jumping. Like for me, it just, when that thing go to jumping, she is not going to stop until something happens, whether it's penetration or me figuring it out myself, but she gonna go ham. So it's like, you know, me seeing, just having an intelligent conversation with somebody and being able to talk to somebody. I love the funniness. I think it was Glorilla that came and said, man, shit, them funny niggas be laughing your drawers off. Like, if you sit down and you talking to a motherfucker and they know what they talking about, they not being stupid, and they funny, oh, take it, man. Like, just here, like, we even, you know, like, you smart. You getting your own bag and you funny. Oh, shit. Man, I'm locked in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm locked in because it's not a task to be funny. You naturally funny. If you be around me, I'm naturally full of shit. I'm naturally funny. But when I'm around somebody and they, like, forcing a situation or trying to do too much to win me over, those are the people that like don't know me, because I'm very simple when it comes to that. But I get what's out here. You feel me? If I'm in your presence, if I'm in your energy, I like you. And it ain't nobody that has been in my energy. I don't care if they was doing more than you, if they was doing less than you. Nobody can stop me from liking you, but you. I don't play that. You know. So I don't really have, like, when it comes to certain, I don't have a type. Like, I got things that I person. Like, I mean, at this age in the game, somebody that ain't really, you know, don't know how to problem solve, that ain't going to really work for me. Just like we can be turned on, we can be turned off. And I'm an Aquarius, so by nature, I got ADHD. So my attention span is short as shit. I'll be like, that ain't it. Like, I'm going to go on, I'm going to bend the block and then come back and hopefully you know, got it together. And that's what people don't know about me. You know, like, whenever somebody tell me, oh, I know you, I laugh and then I change up. Because at the end of the day, my whole life has been a mystery. No, you're not going to learn me. And nobody's going to learn me. I'm going to switch up as soon as you think you learn me. When you tell me, oh, I know you, That means that you've been studying me a little too hard and I've been a little bit too comfortable. Let me switch it up on your ass. There's nobody that can just truly say, man, it's one person in this world. I'm going to say that. My mom is not here. So there's one person in this world that can truly say that they know me, they see me in all four seasons. They know how I'm going to switch up. They know how I'm going to roll. They know how I'm going to respond. They know how I'm going to act. They know how I'm going to do what I'm going to do in this current energy. You know, it's only one person that can say that. And that's just because there's so much time been invested. And this person worked extremely hard, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, like, to deal with somebody for so many years, deal with me for so many years, like, a lot of energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, that they got to work hard, you know, to keep my attention that long. It's that one feeling and that thing going to jump in, and you just like, man, I want you right now. It's almost like them, you remember the movies in the 90s with the white people when they just be talking and then they just go to kissing each other all hard, just ripping each other clothes off. I really be having those moments right now. Like, I really be having those moments, man. Let me tell you something, man. Man, when a man sits down praying, you understand me? Man, he know what he praying about. Man, listen, boy, that's like, that is my aphrodisiac right now, a praying man, that's, man, that shit win all the time. Don't come at me praying, talking about no Jesus Christ, because that ain't going to cut it. But a praying man, like, you know, like somebody that know what they talking about, man, listen, I'm ready. And it's like, it's a feeling. You can get that feeling where you got to go right now, where that thing just go to jumping and you can't control it, and you trying to change your, you try to change the channel in your mind, and you can't change the channel in your mind because you like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. And then you got that mildness, right? Where you like, oh, okay. You know, you see your bae looking good, you know, chest poking out. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all done had a little fun time. They funny. You're like, oh, boy, you going to get it tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's levels. It's levels to it, you know. My top level is a man that can pray. You know, a man that knows, you know, that knows God, you know. But at the same time, you know, them men right there, it's not like you're going to find it every time. So just your partner and just, you know, somebody that you used to and you know is good, and then you see them and they looking good, and you know that they're going to do the website and they're going to hit every single spot and it's going to be real, real good. You should be like, you see them, you just be moist until the time comes, and then super folks come about because you done been sitting here like, I've been waiting on you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to wait the time out, right, as a woman. Especially you and your people being not on good terms or something, and you got to wait that time out because you know that you want them. You know that they want you, but you can't just be like, ah, you know, like you can, but I mean, a grown woman ain't going to do that.
Be right. You want to be the pattern.
Yeah, you know, so you got to sit down and you got to spend the time and chop it up and da da da. And at the end of the night, you be like, it's my time. But you done been seasoned. Right, you season that thing been sitting there seasoned for all them hours, and
that's
in
good,
your head you just thinking about how you want to throw that shit back and what you want to do and all of these things. That's what be going through. What let's go through my head. I'd be like, boy, when I get a hold of you, this is what I want to do. You know, sometimes it's playing out like that, sometimes it don't. But, you know, that's when that little thing do tricks. You can start out one way and she going to overdrive and she just get super, you know, T-rail. You know what I'm saying? And you be like, yes. Like, so it's levels to it. It feels amazing, but it doesn't feel good when you don't have access to your partner or if you are single. Like, that's why so many single women have friends with benefits or just friends that they deal with, because for a woman, it's a very hard feeling to deal with and not be able to get it off your back. It's hard. It's hard. It'll make you send a message. Hey, big head, you know what I'm saying? Make you send one of them, man. Like, That's how people got these folks that they've been dealing with for so long, but ain't never been in a relationship, because when you know you got something good, you like, well, let me bend back on this. You know, when you don't have the mental strength to get what you want, or to, you know, you feel like you don't want to settle. And I never got that. Women feel like they don't want to settle in a relationship, but you're going to settle for your cut buddy that's going to come through and get you right, you know. Like, you might as well just try to trust your luck in a relationship, but whatever. That's how it feels to me. That's me describing it. It's levels to it. It depends on what they're doing. But those are the things that, like, really spike my energy and my interest. And, those are the things.
Yeah, so, I mean, I summed it up. So, all right, so once again, it's a nice topic. Black summed it up really, really good, really nice. You know what I'm saying? But what does being horny describe it? And Black just did a wonderful job of describing it. So for me now, let me say this. Hashtag happily married man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to start with my wife. I'm going to start with my wife. So me and my wife, the reason why, you know, she's my wife is because we always had a chemistry. We always just had energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just natural, you know what I'm saying? Never awkward, you know what I'm saying? So whenever, you know, it's like that, we can just, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, it's good, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, as you get older in your relationship and stuff like that, you know, that's always there. That's always the underlining, you know, but what really turns me on with my wife is, you know, when she cleans, you know what I'm saying, when she cooks, you know what I'm saying, like, now, you know, that's the shit that turns me on, you know what I mean, and that's when I'm like, all right, bet, you know what I mean, like, I just love, you know, like, especially when you get to this married level, you just love when a woman just takes care of the house, and it's just nice, you know what I'm saying, and comfortable for you, you know what I'm saying, as a man, that's what I look for now, so. So that's what my wife, but in general, and then also too, I'm an ambiance type person, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, anytime on a vacation, you know what I'm saying? I love just scenery and stuff like that. And ambiance turns me on. I love just setting the mood, you know what I'm saying? You know, just a night, you know what I'm saying? You see the moon, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the moon just makes it art, you know what I mean? It just makes the night just nice or rainy. Like right now in New York, it's raining. You know what I'm saying? So some of them rainy nights, rainy summer nights, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's always a move for me. And then, you know, shout out to Mike Tyson, right? No homo or pause, you know what I'm saying? But I know he was talking about, like, I was watching something with Mike Tyson. I think he was on the Tupac documentary that's on Hulu. But Mike Tyson was just like, when he was describing, you know, when he got into fighting and when he learned, he was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got into, like, my first fight when he was, like, you know, a teenager. Somebody, like, took his pigeon and broke the pigeon's neck and threw it at him and shit like that. And then he ended up beating the dude up, you know what I'm saying? And he said from that moment, you know, his dick got hard from just fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the shit that just, like, turned, really? Like, fighting. Like, no homo, but he was like, that shit just turned. So I have that savage in me, not for the fighting part, but for, like, money and conquering. You know what I'm saying? Like, so making money, closing deals, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit make my dick hard. Like, I, like, when I close a deal or I make some money and I just, you know what I'm saying, and I feel like, you know, I can conquer some shit, you know. I love that, you know what I'm saying? So, what else? And then just Black women in general. Like, I just love Black women. 'Cause there's so many shapes, forms, sizes, you know what I'm saying? Like I said this on my show, I don't know, on this show, so many times of how, you know, like, I can size a woman up, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I adapt. I love to adapt to a female, you know what I'm saying? I love a strong female. I love a vulnerable female. I love just all the whole spectrum because I can just adapt a certain way, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that always turns me on. Trying to think just what else. Yeah, those are the main things right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think, was there anything else that I left off? Making money, closing deals, Black women, being dominant. You know what I'm saying? Just Leo shit, King shit, man. That's what I like. You know what I'm saying? Just vibing. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, like good conversation. You know, when you can just really be yourself around somebody and y'all can just naturally laugh. So the ice breaking is there. You know what I'm saying? It's just naturally just, you know, the vibes are there. It's just, it's not awkward and stuff like that. So that's always just, I mean, I try to like always make sure I can just find something to adapt to a female. You know what I'm saying? Like something, it's gotta be, there's always something like, well, I always can find something that I like about if I'm attracted to a female, that something.
Oh, you brought up a good point though, bro. I love a man. I love a man. Here's a couple other features that I love, like top tier. And I probably, this is why I was with my person for as many years as I was with him. I love a man that can cook, and I love a man that can fix shit with their hands, that fix shit around the house. And, man, don't let that man know how to clean up, too. That's a bonus. Like, you know me. I'm a hustler.
Yeah, right?
So I'm always grinding. You know what I'm saying? I'm always grinding, and, you know, I'm going to get in there and clean up. But don't let that man be like, man, babe, you've been working all week. Dang, let me get in here. Man, oh, my.
Yeah. Shit like that. Yeah, when somebody can just compliment you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I feel you. That's a good-ass point. You know what I'm saying? So
booty and the blowfish you tonight.
Like, yeah, like, when they just, like, they get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love that, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I ain't even really have to say something.
No.
Like they just know it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying?
Everything
so,
in the house, somebody, man, that know how to fix some shit in the house. You ain't got to worry about how this gonna get done, how that gonna get done, da 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 da, like it's done.
Yeah. And you know, and I love a female too that can that like cook, that like just wanna, like, cause that's how I look at family and stuff like that, that wanna just, you know, want to just make sure you good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind cooking. I don't mind cleaning, but just want to make sure you good. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, let me.
People
get
don't
plate.
Get that right there, that point.
Yeah,
right,
we don't
there,
have that
though,
shit no more.
People
like,
don't
like
get that
part.
Main point. It's like everybody wants something, and that's how you separate the people that's genuinely rocking with you, right? If you got somebody and they got so many problems that they can't compliment you because they focus on their own problems, that ain't your person right now. It may be later on, but not right now. That person that's going to come in and compliment you, that's going to pick up what they need to pick up, that's the person that you're going to want to make sure good. That's the person that you're going to want to take on vacation. That's the person that you're going to want to spend time with. That's the person that you're going to call and be like, hey, I had some time. I cooked. I got a bottle. You know, let you come to the house,
yeah,
let's chill out.
Had a long
you know, that's
like,
the person
yeah,
that you done went and bought that cologne bottle for, that you done smelled in Macy's while you was getting your perfume. That's the person that you going extra for. And that's the thing that people don't get. Because they so, you get these people, they be so caught up in their own shit that they can't invest in you. And that's the shit you got to pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? And automatically the chemistry is there because you don't, what's understood need not be said. Y'all compliment each other by default. By default. They getting it. There's no explanation. They getting it. Every night they can get it.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Man, yes.
So,
people ask me like, man, how you go to this regular nigga? Man, regular, that nigga's exceptional. Exceptional, you know what I'm saying? Exceptional, all of the above, everything. Because while y'all thinking that status and fame is what's getting you, this regular nigga here fixing shit around the house. This regular nigga here is consistent. This regular nigga here coming in the house like, oh man, let me help the kids, you know what I'm saying, clean up their room. This regular ass nigga like sitting in there helping me cook dinner. You know what I'm saying? He being the sous chef while I'm cooking. This regular ass nigga can make me laugh. You feel me? This regular ass nigga know every spot. This regular ass nigga got his own shit going on, but he's such a man that he not even bringing that shit to my motherfucking doorstep in real life, other than when he want to talk about it. It ain't a regular thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just a vent because he know he can vent with me, and everything all good. Come on, let me go on and suck the stress out you. Like this regular nigga. And so that's what people didn't realize. Like, how you go to this regular nigga? This regular nigga go to work every day. This regular nigga got a damn good fucking job. This regular nigga make a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? On a regular basis, that's consistent. This regular nigga been on his job for 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to say that when people be like, well, why you go for this regular nigga? Nigga, this regular nigga is the shit. That's hot, you know? And and they didn't get that. Like, it's all about complimenting. Like, you a needy nigga. Like, you're no good to me. Yeah, I can probably fulfill all of your needs and some, but I'm paying attention to that. Like, my mama didn't raise me like that. If you're a needy-ass nigga, you're supposed to be a provider and a leader and a protector. Like, period. And I'm just saying, like, everybody's not going to have the best days, the best months, the best years. But if every time I turn around, you still needy, that's a problem. It's a problem. Where your hustle at?
Oh, true.
Yeah, so, you know, I dig it. And I like I said, and being a cycle, like I said, I like to adapt. I love just women from just different parts, man. I love to know where people from, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, if you're from the West Coast, you're from, like, L.A., you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you get down. And I see that just that West Coast vibe in you. Are you from the South, you know what I'm saying? You from Atlanta, you from Florida, you from, you know, Texas, you know what I'm saying? You're from the Midwest, you from Chicago, you from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love that shit, you know what I'm saying? Or you from New York, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just, I love just the subtle nuances of how a person, you know, where they from and how that shaped them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just dig all that, man. So, and like I said, I just love how, you know, black women come in so many different shades, and like we mix well with so many, you know, once mixes with whatever race, you know what I'm saying? It just that melanin just takes over, you know what I'm saying? And I just love it, man. Like, that's why I'm like not attracted to any other race but black women. I can truly say that.
Me the same.
Yeah, like, I don't like white women. I mean, no disrespect or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not racist or nothing like that, but it's nothing they can do for me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Spanish women, you got to have black. You got to be a black Spanish. You got to be melanated. You know what I'm saying? Asian, you got to be a Blasian. You know what I'm saying? Indian, you got to be from Trinidad or something like that. You got to have some black wit in you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that part, I just love the essence of black women, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's definitely what makes me, what's a turn on for me, and you know, just how I describe it. So, yeah, man. So, I think this was dope. another, you know, we haven't touched base on one of these kind of like relationship attraction type topics in a minute. So, did you have any closing statements, you know, before we move on to the world?
I feel like that was a great topic, Mo. I mean, you know, I guess it was some things that I didn't even pay attention to. Yeah, Mo, like, y'all got to help me out more with these topics, man, because, you know, I take this shit and be all classy all the time.
Yeah.
And we ain't having no more fun. So that was a great topic, man, and it allowed me to reflect on some things, like what I truly like.
Yeah.
And what truly turns me on, because as business people, we tend to forget what makes us happy. We just go into problem solving for everybody, but it's important to always be in line with what makes you happy.
What turns you on? And we always talk about what turns
man,
you off.
Man, listen, good sex is great.
Good sex is
amazing. You should always have good sex.
Yeah, you know, it's no high like good sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't bottle that feeling. Like, you know, especially as a man, you know, when we bust that off, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, like, you just feel it. Like, you know what I'm saying? For us, you just feel it coming through your loins just coming through and it just popping out. You know what I mean? Like, it just pop off. You know what I mean? Like, that just, it's nothing like it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, good sex is definitely, that's the life force, you know what I'm saying, just coming through you, you know what I'm saying? So so shout out to that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, I've learned to harness it, you know what I'm saying? I can't just waste that shit on some bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, as I got older, and I've always been picky too, you know what I'm saying? I'll wait it out, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just going for, shout out to my homie Aldo, but you know what I'm saying? That's one of my partners, you know, shout out to Memphis. But when we chop it up, you know, we always just chop it up on some shit. We, you know, a lot of times, you know, we definitely then got married and, you know, you got his kids and stuff like that. But sometimes, you know, when we really chop it up, we sound like two pimps just, you know, just reminiscing and shit. But, But like
hashtag
I always say, I don't be wanting no just like burgers, some, you know what I'm saying, just some regular shit you can get on. I want some filet mignon, and I'll just wait, you know, you know what I'm saying, I'll wait for that. It's a good meal, you know what I'm saying, because I just don't want no fast food type shit, you know what I'm saying, I want some real, you know what I mean, so to make it worth it, you know what I'm saying, I'm just not that dude just going to just bang anybody because you're horny and shit, you know what I'm saying, then you end up having some shit, or, you know, shit don't working out, or now you got a baby mama that you don't like and all this other shit. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? So I've always been that type of person. So that's what's up. You
thanks
know what
for
saying?
Me.
So
that's
again,
not cool.
Yeah. So once again, you know, what does being horny feel like? Describe it. That was our topic of the night. So, you know what I'm saying? We got about 35 minutes left in the show. So without further ado, I'm going to get into my favorite part of the show. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that's new to the show, this is the world famous Chop Up. So this is a part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit on certain things that I thought was interesting, bring it to the Chop Up, and just, you know, and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So before I get into the world famous Chop, you already know, Black, I always bring it to you first. You know, was there anything this past week she was tripping on that you wanted to, you know, bring to the world famous Chop Up and talk about?
I heard something, but I didn't follow it. It's something about they found cocaine in the White House, and then I'm just like, you know how they're going to very much downplay it. The Bidens weren't there. They didn't say how long the cocaine was there. So, you know, that was an interesting topic, but I actually did not follow it because I'm like, I'm so sick of him, and I just want him the fuck out of there.
Yeah, me too.
That's it. I didn't really see anything.
All right. So let me see here. So I got a few things I'm a touch base on. So let me see if I can drag this thing out. All right. So first off, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Vegas. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know, I got a nice connection with Vegas. You know, shout out to my wife, Vintage Nubian. You know, we got married in Vegas. So Vegas is a special, you know, special place for me. You know what I'm saying? I've been out there a couple of times. Every time I went out there, it's been a good time. So, you know, Vegas is popping right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, right now you got the summer leagues. You got basketball popping off. You know, so I'm going to get into, you know, some of the summer league stories. But one of the stories that's going on in Vegas, I guess right now, too, I haven't been out there in a few years, you know what I'm saying? But right now they got these, and hopefully I'm pronouncing it right. I think this is what it's called, like when you have a regency, you know what I'm saying? When you have I might be saying a word wrong, so, you know, pardon me if I am. But when you have a regency in, like, these casinos. So, like, nowadays, you know, if you've been a big-time entertainer for so long, they want you to just come in, come to Vegas and just do a regency. So you stay in this luxury hotel, and, you know, a few nights a week, probably like three times out the week, you know, you come and you perform. You know what I'm saying? So they've been doing that since, I forgot, you know what I'm saying? People don't remember the old school people that started this, some old phase that used to do this first. But now, modern times, I think, some more of the modern people that people would know. I mean, I'm not a fan, but I remember Celine Dion. I think she started it, you know, so she would do her Regency shows. But more recently, you know, we got Britney Spears, who I'll get to in a minute. And then we have Usher. So big shout out to Usher. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the biggest fan of Usher, but I got to give him props, you know what I'm saying, for Confessions. Confessions is probably one of my all-time favorite R&B albums. Confessions go hard in the paint from top to bottom. You know what I'm saying? Definitely just a classic album. And then he had this one song, his first ever song, I think it was produced by Devontae. Remember Devontae from Jodeci? You know what I'm saying? I'm a big Jodeci fan too, you know, when I do get on my R&B shit. But he had this, his first song was called Can You Get With It? You know what I'm saying? He's probably like 15, 16. I think me and Usher are like the same age, so I don't know if I used to vibe to that as a teenager. But anyway, long story short, Usher, you know, is on his Regency shit, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing his shows and shit like that. So now when you come to Vegas, you know, for the females especially, they're like, oh, I go to Vegas, I got to see Usher. You know what I mean? What time Usher playing at? What casino he going to be at? So what's in the news this past week was Keke Palmer. Oh, man, PYT, man, such a PYT, man. Shout out to Keke Palmer. I've always just noticed her, and I always like, damn, man, she going to blossom into something special, and I see that happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's just a, you know, nice actress, you know what I'm saying, really coming, you know, young actress coming to her own. She just had a baby, and we'll get to that in a minute. So she's got a baby father and everything. You know, shout out to her. You know, she was in Nope last, that was like a, you know, hit movie from last year or whatever, the same dude that did Get Out, you know what I'm saying? What was his name? Jordan Pell, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorite directors now. So anyway, the lovely Keke Palmer went to the Usher show at, you know, wherever, you know, casino he's performing at in Vegas. And so Usher, you know, doing Usher things, he's serenading Keke Palmer. She just, you know, she having a good time. She with her homegirls, and they kicking it, you know, Vegas style or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying, I guess it went viral because, you know, she was feeling, she looked very nice, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. But apparently, I guess her baby father didn't like it, you know what I'm saying? So he went online and was like, yo, you a mom, like, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? So he got real in his feelings or whatever. So I just thought that was interesting. So a lot of females, you know what I'm saying, Twitter, see a lot of females talking stuff about it or whatever. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me personally, I wouldn't have made a big deal out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna, you know, that's some private business. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you know, everybody don't gotta know your business or whatever. Just make you look real insecure, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? She with you. You got a baby together. You know, let her go out and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? So I always look at that being, you know, hashtag happily married man. I'm like, you know, do you have a good time to my wife? You know what I'm saying? My wife got her little crew. She do her little Sex in the City thing with her crew. Every so often they go out, you know, and had a girls' night. And I'm like, do you? Because, you know, when I want to do me, I want to do me. You know what I'm saying? So I just think, you know, you got to evolve in that and relationship-wise. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was interesting. So I don't know, Black, you still on the line. You're probably taking out the garbage right now. So I ain't tripping. But yeah, we're going to see you. Oh, you still on the line. All right. So did you hear about that story?
Yeah, I heard about the whole Keke Palmer story. So
what's
and
your
the
thoughts
thing
on
is, she's young. He's young. He obviously, like she said, look, if you think that he did not see what I walked out the house in and we lived together, you got to be crazy. If you think he didn't slap me on the ass, you got to be crazy. It wasn't the outfit. I mean, look at what Ciara wears. She married to Russell Wilson. Look at what all of these women wear that's married. Like, they, it's just this thing. They flaunt. The problem was when Usher was singing to her, when he seen another man that he feel is, like, more qualified than him, then that's when the problem arose. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just that. Keke, she going to take advantage of any publicity that she gets. Keke's a true hustler. She had T-shirts up and made by the next morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm a mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, Keke don't play no game. So I love her hustle mentality. They still together. I feel like it was just a talking point, you know, it is what it is. I've never seen Keke out looking like that. So it could have been, you know what I'm saying, some type of publicity stunt to help with her events and what she's doing. But I do know that Keke has been really feeling, has been really, you know, proud of her mom bod. Like, when you go through having a child, that empowers you in a way that a man would never understand. So she could be going through her empowerment stage because she's always been small and skinny and she's getting some curves now. You know what I'm saying? And so that can also be that. So there's so many angles that it could come from. But I do know he didn't leave, and I do know it wasn't about what she wore, but more so about another man in her face, and he's not used to that.
All right. So, yeah, so why are you on the line, too? another Vegas story. Like, Vegas is popping right now. Like I said, they got the Summer League basketball. So this was another story that happened, probably like the night before or whatever. So Vegas is lit right now, right? So anyway, so big shout out to Victor Wembanyama, right? So Victor Wembanyama is a 7'3" phenom. You know what I'm saying? Like he's supposed to be the next guy. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's been hyped up. You know, it's not been a rookie that's been hyped up this much since LeBron James back in 2003 when LeBron came out. You know what I'm saying? So now we got Victor Wembanyama. He's going to the San Antonio Spurs. Great organization for him because he's a 7'3", so, you know, he's small, but, you know, he's slender. He's not small, obviously. He's really tall, 7'3", but he's slender when I say small. So, you know, he's got to, you know, get bigger and or whatever, but, you know, because he's slender, he can handle the ball, he can shoot. You know, he's got an amazing skill set for a guy that tall, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, he's going to the San Antonio Spurs, so, you know, you got Coach Greg Popovich, who, you know, Tim Duncan, and even before Tim Duncan, you had David Robinson, you had Tim Duncan, you had that Spurs era, you know what I'm saying, with Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, a young Kawhi Leonard. So, you know, he's going to the right situation. So, you know, everybody's hyped up to see his summer league, first summer league game. You know, he was drafted number one. So, you know, people just can't wait to see, you know, how he develops or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be the next NBA superstar. So anyway, while in Vegas, he was out to, you know, some restaurant in Vegas or whatever. And speaking of Regencies, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just talked about Usher. Another person that does these, like, Vegas shows is Britney Spears, right? So Britney Spears apparently, you know, saw Victor Wembanyama, and that dude is 7'3". So I don't know how this went down, but supposedly she, like, tried to tap him on the shoulder or get his attention because she was a fan. She was, like, wanted to – supposedly she's a basketball fan, and she wanted to just congratulate him on his early success and wish him all the best. But I guess she got too aggressive, and the security for Victor Wembanyama slapped her. Like, bam. So when it first came across my screen, I was like, yo, that's got to be fake news. Like, Britney Spears gets slapped, like, basically pimp slapped by, like, Victor Wembanyama's security. So that's just wild. I don't know. So, Black man, you know, I know you're not the biggest sports fan or whatever, but what do you think about that? Like, how does that happen? Like, what the hell? Because I'm like,
I've seen the story, and here's what I said. I'm not even paying attention to that because she's a white woman, and I'm pretty sure that it's going to be things done behind the scenes because security or not, you just don't slap no motherfucking woman. Like,
I was like,
it's white people.
I was like, damn, I know she just fell off a little bit, but damn. Shit,
right? Yeah, it's white people news. I didn't.
Okay.
I ain't do too much.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, so I just thought it was interesting. But I will say this. So this is when you know that you got that it factor. You know what I'm saying? Call it what
right.
It is. You know what I'm but this is where, like, little things like this happen on your way to superstardom. You know what I'm saying? Like, this just doesn't happen to, like, you know what I'm saying? It's something going on. You know what I'm saying? So I just think this is going to really add to the aura because, once again, now, let me get on my sports-ish, right? So, shout out to the Denver Nuggets, you know what I'm saying, since we're talking basketball. And, you know, Nikola Jokic, who's all the rave now. But he definitely deserves it, man. Shout out to, I can't even think of the country he's from, but Serbia. Yeah, so shout out to Serbia, you know what I'm saying, one of my favorite tennis players. Novak Djokovic is from Serbia, too, you know what I'm saying. He just became the all-time winningest, you know, men's tennis player as far as Grand Slams or whatever. So, yeah, he's the truth. So, right now, Serbia's winning. So, anyway, Nikola Jokic, you know, and I talked about this on when the show was Reasonable Doubt. Shout out to my co-host, Kev Hurt. Check out, you know what I'm saying, the world-famous Chop Up Tuesday edition, you know what I'm saying, every Twitter Tuesday, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, We talked about this, like, you know, before the Denver Nuggets could won a championship, we talked about, like, could the Denver Nuggets possibly win a championship when the playoffs was just starting. And it's just, like, little weird things that happen. So I remember Nikola Jokic, he was, you know, they were playing a game, and they were playing the Phoenix Suns. Now, the Phoenix Suns, too, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go off on a tangent, but they kind of retooled. Shout out to Kevin Durant. He's there now. Devin Booker. They just got Bradley Beal from Washington. You know, so they got a pretty good team. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see what they do. You know what I'm saying? They got some signings. They got a nice center. I can't think of the name right now. It's just, I don't know. I had a brain freeze a little bit. But when I think of the center's name, maybe I'll bring it back up. Anyway, Phoenix, they played Denver in the playoffs. And something happened now. Owner, because on some bullshit, on some like racist shit, you know, one of the owners did some shit, and you know, some Me Too shit and all types of shit. So the owner, you know, got basically exiled. He had to sell the team. You know what I'm saying? So he sold the team to this younger dude, right? Young dude, got to be like our age, maybe a little bit younger, billionaire now though, from Detroit, from Michigan. Basically, and he played for Michigan State. You know what I'm saying? He played with this guy named Mateen Cleaves. They won, like, the championship in, like, the 2000 or whatever. So he's a younger guy, but his father made billions in, like, real estate, you know, mortgage lending and all that shit in Detroit. And then he just basically, you know, inherited, like, this billion-dollar business corporation from his pops. And then with that money, he bought the Phoenix Suns. So, you know, he's basically Richie Rich. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, Nikola Jokic, one of the playoffs games, you know, the ball went into the stands. And mind you, the owner, you know what I'm saying, he's still a younger guy, you know what I'm saying? And he used to play college basketball. He never went professional or anything like that. So he still had that basketball mentality. But him and Jokic kind of got into it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn. You know, a couple other put their hands on Jokic, so they were immediately kicked out. But it's like, you can't kick out the owner. So I say that to say this. You know, it's just like these little weird things that happen. Like, Jokic basically kind of gets into, like, a little shouting, like, pushing match with, like, the owner of the Phoenix Suns. And, you know, little things like that is things that happen on your way to winning the championship. So, you know, I say that with this whole Victor Wembanyama. That, you know, Britney Spears, you know what I'm saying, who's, you know, had a big-time career. You know, I'm not a fan of Britney Spears like that, but, you know, I remember in the early 2000s, you know, her name was ringing. She was popping, you know what I'm saying? And to see this happen, it's just interesting. So, you know, we'll see what happens, you know what I'm saying? So that was an interesting, you know, summer league story. So let's see here. What else? So also, just to piggyback off that, so Victor Wembanyama, you know, he did have his first summer league game. It was an all right game, all right debut. You know, he's got so much hype, so people want to see just you know, crazy stats and numbers and stuff like that. So, you know, I guess he was kind of nervous his first game. He did have, like, five blocks. He's still going to be a force to be reckoned with, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll keep you posted as it progresses. Now, another shout out from the Georgia area. I think he's from Marietta, Georgia. Scoot Henderson. Big shout out to Scoot Henderson. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance. I wasn't hip to him, but you know, I watched the NBA draft. You know, shout out to the Barclays Center. That's right up the street from me. But you know, each year they have the NBA draft right there. You know what I'm saying? So you know, all the rookies come through there and get drafted and stuff like that. So you know, watching on TV or whatever. So you know, Scoot Henderson. Saw him play his summer league game, and he went against the. I can't think of the names, but there's two twins that got drafted. So, you know, it was Wembanyama got drafted number one to San Antonio. I can't think of dude's name, but number two pick went to Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Michael Jordan. Just sold the team for and made like $1 billion, you know what I'm saying, just in profit or something like that from selling the team or whatever, even though he was a horrible owner, but he's still a great businessman. So shout out to Michael Jordan. But anyway, Charlotte Hornets had the number two pick. Can't think of the kid's name right now, but he's supposed to be pretty good, kind of like a Jason Tatum type of, you know, comp to his game or whatever, 6'9" or something like that. Can't think of his name. He's been making some noise too, but he was a number two pick. And number three, you had Scoot Henderson, who out of, out of Marietta, Georgia, went to, like, some G League team and balled out for 2 years, and he's the number one pick. So now he's going to the Portland Trailblazers. So now that sets the stage for them to trade Damian Lillard. So I'm going to circle back on that story. But anyway, also, too, that, once again, they're rookies, right? So they're not on my radar just yet, so that's why the names is not ringing with me. But it was twins. A set of twins, man, that got drafted. One went number four to the Houston Rockets. One of them went number five to the Detroit Pistons. So shout out, you know, two cities that I dig. You know, shout out to Houston, shout out to Detroit, two black cities, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to see them do well. But anyway, the summer league matchup was one of the twins that went to Houston was playing Scoot Henderson's team, Portland. So they had a summer league game a couple days ago. So shout out to Scoot Henderson, man. Like, that dude, yo, he's like, you know, he's a point guard, 19 years old, man. Definitely, pause, definitely got an NBA body, man. He's ready, looks durable, you know what I'm saying? I think he's going to be the truth, you know what I'm saying? He can get to the basket, score, great passer already, you know what I'm saying? He's going to I can see him doing big things. I think and he went to, like, Steph Curry's camp and stuff like that. So I think Portland, you know, definitely got a piece, you know what I'm saying, a nice piece to build around. So now this makes it interesting. And so, like I said, his team beat, if I'm not mistaken, beat the Houston Rockets. Shout out to Udoka. Remember Udoka, the coach that used to coach the Boston Celtics, you know, Nia Long's fiance or whatever, baby father, whatever you want to call it. So now Ime Udoka's coaching Houston, but, you know, of course he didn't coach Summer League. You know, he'll be there for when the games start. But like I said, they lost to, I believe they lost to the Portland Trailblazers, but I just wanted to shout out Scoot Henderson, who's the number two pick that looks, I mean, I'm sorry, the number three pick. Number three pick, I'm getting all mixed up. But number three pick from Portland, I think, is, you know, I think that sets the stage for them to trade Damian Lillard. You know what I'm saying? So not sure where Damian Lillard is going to end up. You know, he finally requested a trade. He's been a long-time Portland Trailblazer. You know, he's been loyal to them. He got drafted by them. You know, he got the bag. I mean, you know what I'm saying, his contract, he's made a lot of money with Portland. But a lot of people is like, yo, man, we want to see you on a big stage because Portland, you know, they're in a rebuild. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to be a contender anytime soon. And people want to see Dame Lillard because he can ball out, man. But they just want to see him in some meaningful games, even though he's had meaningful games, you know, throughout his career. But lately, the Portland Trailblazers, you know, haven't had a good enough team to even compete in the playoffs the past, you know, few seasons. So, you know, not everybody's like, yo, it's time for you to leave. It's kind of similar to, you know, for my basketball heads out there, to Kevin Garnett. You know, anybody remember Kevin Garnett? You know, back in the day, he used to play with the Minnesota Timberwolves, him and Stephon Marbury, early Stephon Marbury before he left and, you know, went to the Nets and the Knicks and all that. Stephon Marbury and Kevin Garnett used to ball out for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Stephon Marbury left, and Kevin Garnett just stayed loyal. And for years, people was like, yo, in the Western Conference, you're not going to beat the San Antonio Spurs with Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Ginobili. You're not going to beat the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq. You know what I'm saying? You're not even going to beat Sacramento with Chris Webber at the time. So it's like, dude, what are you doing? So finally, you know what I'm saying, he was just loyal for the longest time. And he finally went to Boston, the Celtics, hooked up with Ray Allen. Paul Pierce was already there. And he solidified his career, you know what I'm saying, won a championship. Doc Rivers, that was when he was coaching the Boston Celtics. So it's kind of like a similar situation with Dame Lillard. You know, the people's like, yo, you've been there for years, man. You made your money. It's time for you to try to win a championship before you're out of your prime. And, you know, your time is up. So we'll see. You know, he finally put in the trade request because, like I said, Dame Lillard's a point guard, and I just told you about this kid named Scoot Henderson who they drafted. So, you know, you already see your heir apparent being drafted. So now he's finally like, all right, the writing's on the wall. I'm making too much money. They would probably rather, you know, get my contract, you know, trade my contract to somebody else so they can just rebuild because he's making a lot of money with them. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. So, you know, he put in a trade request. He wants to get to Miami because Miami was popping. You know, shout out to Jimmy Butler. Miami came out of nowhere, went to the championship this past year, you know, and it's a few months ago, actually. Lost to the Denver Nuggets. I just talked about Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and, you know, how they did their thing. Shout out to Denver. So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? I don't sleep on Pat Riley. I know Pat Riley's trying to do his best to see if he can get Dame Lillard. They already lost a couple, you know, key shooters to free agency. So we'll see. A good landing spot for Damian Lillard would probably be Milwaukee. You know, with him and Giannis, you know, you get to the Eastern Conference, you know, get to, with the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks had a disappointing season. You know, they lost to the Miami Heat in the first round, and, you know, everybody is big on Giannis. You know what I'm saying? So that was a big upset. So I think him and Giannis could do big things in Milwaukee. But it seems like he's trying to retire at Damian Lillard, I'm talking about. It seems like he wants to retire and just chill out in Miami. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if they're going to be able to make it work. Or even if they do, they'll have to gut the team to trade, like, key pieces to even get him. So, you know, I don't know how that's going to shape up. Boston, you know, would be another interesting, you know what I'm saying? If he can go to Boston, you know, you don't trade Jason Tatum or nothing like that. But Jaylen Brown, you know, Jaylen Brown is scheduled to make a big bag pretty soon. That NBA money is like nothing else right now. But if you can trade Jaylen Brown straight up for Damian Lillard, you know, Jaylen Brown goes with Scoot Henderson and they start the new era in Portland and Dame Lillard comes to, you know, comes to Boston with him, Jason Tatum, and, you know, they just got big white Euro dude. I can't think of his name right now from Washington. You know, that could be something right there. So, you know, we'll see how that shapes up. So, you know, that's what's going on. Like I said, Summer League is popping. Big shout out to, you know, Cam and Mace. You know, right now, you know, like I said, I love what we do. You know what I'm saying? You know, we bring it to you raw and uncut. You know what I'm saying? But I always give props to other sports, you know, sports shows or other podcasts doing anything. Like I've been bigging up, you know, Nori and Drink Champs for the longest, you know what I'm saying? That's like probably like my favorite podcast, you know, other than us. I always big up Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing. That's another, you know, favorite podcast that I like to listen to. Mike Tyson to me is the most interesting man in the world, you know what I'm saying? He's like that, the old beard Dosoke commercials, you know what I'm saying? That's Mike Tyson to me. Love to hear him just talk and tell his stories and his mind and, you know, how he thinks, man. I'm always fascinated by what he says. So Hot Boxing is another one. But as far as sports, man, there's never been another sports show that I can really just truly fuck with and relate to. Other than, like, now, it is what it is. So shout out to Cam and Mace. You know, Cam says he's going to be at Summer League. Him and Mace is going to be posted up. So I can't wait to get their, you know, get their perspective. Because unlike these other shows, it's on, like, ESPN and First Take and all this other shit. You know, you're getting the realness. You're getting somebody that's like, they was rappers first and now they've done everything you can do in the rap game and now they just, you know, sports analysts. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, we gonna and we got connections, you know what I'm saying? So we giving you raw, uncut, you know, behind the scenes type shit, you know what I'm saying, that you're not getting. So I'm eager to see, you know, what they come across, you know, being out in Vegas and see what they come up with. And speaking of, ever since It Is What It Is came out, you know what I'm saying, like I said, Cam and Mace's sports show, it seemed like everything else has been on notice as far as the sports talk and sports analysts and shit like that. Like, everything else is on notice. So I've noticed this, like, Stephen A., you know, lot of people follow Stephen A. You know, he's like the poster guy for ESPN now. I'm not the biggest fan, but, you know, I respect his grind. I respect his hustle, even though I'm not a big fan of him like that. But, you know, he came on Cam and Maze's show. You know, he formed an alliance. And then, you know, Skip and Shannon, you know, that was a big-time tandem. And, you know, Shannon recently, you know, stepped down, you know, once the playoffs, the finals ended. So now Skip is looking for a new replacement. And was interesting because Cam and Mace, this show is doing so well. Shout out to YouTube. You know, I'm just talking my ish right now. I might talk a little bit of YouTube, but I've been really feeling YouTube lately too. I'm going to might have to, you know, talk about that a little bit. But anyway, but like I said, so now Skip Bayless is looking for a replacement for Shannon Sharp. And now rumor has it Lil Wayne and Young Money is going to have a big say-so in the new version of Undisputed. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm eager to see how that's going to work. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that's just an interesting turn of events. You know what I'm saying? So all this has happened since, you know, Cam and Mace, you know, premiere It Is What It Is a few months back, man. And it's dope, man. Like, shout out to Cam, man. You know, always been a big fan of Cam. I definitely get a lot of inspiration, motivation from what he does. You know, he's been putting on for a long time. Shout out to Harlem. And even when he's not on, I like the fact now, too, because baseball, like, right? Who gives a shit about baseball? I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Atlanta Braves. I like the Atlanta Braves, though, as far as baseball. I was loyal to my hometown of Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? I was a Cleveland Indians fan just because, you know, that's what I knew. You know what I'm saying? That's what I grew up on. We used to have this, they call it a different stadium now, but it was called Jacobs Field back when I was coming up in Cleveland. And we had, you know, a squad back in the day. It was like no others, you know. I don't want to bore people because they probably don't even know these names no more, but they had, like, you know, Albert Bell, Roberto Alomar, Sandy Alomar. Just a bunch of just dope players, man, at the time. But we didn't really – our pitching was, like, kind of, like, suspect. But anyway, we went to the World Series one time, and shout out to the Braves. I always liked the Atlanta Braves, too, you know what I'm saying? They always had good pitching. They always had, like, ace pitching. And they had went to, like, you know, I forgot, like, a back-to-back-to-back-to-back World Series, and they had lost them all or whatever. They always get there. They always have a good team. And the one year that they did win, they finally broke through, it was the year they beat my Cleveland Indians. And, you know, but I was still like a loyal Indians fan, but this was before, by the time I was about to move to New York, and then I started flirting with the Yankees, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Yankees, that old school, Derek Jeter squad, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was just that Bronx feeling, you know, Bronx Borough, you know what I'm saying? Just the old school, early 2000 games was like no other, man. Shout out to Joe Torre, he was the manager. They had this pitcher named El Duque. They just had a squad, you know what I'm saying? I'm forgetting these names or whatever because, you know, baseball, I don't follow like that. You know, I'm more, you know, basketball, football, basketball, tennis, boxing, you know, those are my key sports. But I do fuck with baseball a little bit. So anyway, I'm getting to my point. So, became a Yankees fan a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because I just like the Bronx and all that, you know what I'm saying. I like how they represent. It was just like a gritty New York team that wins, you know what I'm saying. They used to beat the shit out of the Boston Red Sox, you know what I'm saying. That was a big-time rivalry to Boston, actually broke through and won a championship, came back. The Yankees was up like 3-0, and the Yankees came. I'm sorry, the Boston Red Sox came back, and ever since then, Boston's been pretty good too. So you know, baseball's got a little bit of allure to me every so often. You know, sometimes you could get some good storylines, and I'll pay attention to. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is, I was still a Cleveland Indians fan at heart, even though I was flirting with the Yankees a little bit because now I'm living in New York and I'm following the Yankees a little bit, and you know, the Yankees is always good. And I like how you can just take the train right to the stadium, you know, Yankee Stadium. I've been there once, you know, it's just like the aura, you know, Babe Ruth, and, you know, you have this old school New York just era when it comes to baseball. Not now, but, you know, especially in the early 2000s when they was actually winning. So I kind of always been a Yankees fan, too. But then my Indians, because now everything is politically correct and, you know, not knocking it because I guess, you know, as you evolve certain slurs or things just don't sit right anymore as time progresses, right? So the Cleveland Indians, and I got like about a minute left. Wow, time flew as I started talking. Well, got a few minutes left. Got about 4 minutes left. So anyway, so the Indians, along with the Redskins in football and the Cleveland Indians in baseball, because of the name Redskins and Indians, you know, they changed the name to make it politically correct. So now the Cleveland Indians are not the Cleveland Guardians. So it just doesn't ring the same to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'll always be a Browns fan. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Browns. You know, I'm loyal to my Cleveland Browns. The Cavs, I'm just a fan of basketball, but still the Cavs, you know what I'm saying? The Cavs got a special part in my heart a little bit, especially the old school Cavs. You know what I'm saying? I always put on for, like, the Mark Price era of Cleveland. That's when Jordan hit the shot over my Cavs back in the day and got a rep off my Cavs, and Michael Jordan became the Michael Jordan that we all, you know, respect and love, right? But anyway, you know, my Cavs used to go head-to-head with him back in the day. And, of course, when LeBron went back to Cleveland and won him and Kyrie back in 2016, that was a special time for my Cleveland Cavs or whatever, too. So, you know, I'm still kind of – my heart is still with the Cavs, even though, you know, I like just basketball as a whole, but I'm still, you know, loyal to the Cavs. I say all that to say this. I've converted and I've left the Guardians alone, and I am officially an Atlanta Braves fan, and Atlanta is really doing well this baseball season. And to tie this all together, shout out to It Is What It Is, Cam. You know, even when he's not on, you know what I'm saying, he's got some Dominican dudes from the Bronx, and they call it El something, but it is what it is in Spanish. And they really just put on and talk about baseball, and they just come, you know, they all got Coronas in their hand and just chilling out, and they just give you the real baseball analyzation, not that bullshit you see on ESPN. It's all, like, stush and, like, all proper and all that shit. Like, this is, if you ever been in New York, you ever been to the Bronx, this is like two Dominican Spanish dudes just sitting outside of bodega talking, you know, putting you on to some baseball shit. So shout out to Cam for just, you know, recognizing that shit and seeing a lane, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, our people, you know, can just relate and just look at baseball like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I like the way they breaking it down. Now I can, like, fuck with it a little bit. So I just love innovation, man. That's why I said this week has been inspiration and motivation, you know, for me. So anyway, I've talked my ish long enough. This has been the world-famous Chop Up. So, you know what I'm saying, follow us on Twitter. You know, we call it Real Adult Talk on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We spell it TAWK. You know, it's always crunk on there because, you know, I run that Twitter page, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always going to keep it sexy and keep it dope and keep it fly and all that shit. So, man, just it's always a good follow, so definitely do that. Definitely, if you want to put a face with the voice, Mo Benz, MOBINNS, on IG, Instagram. Just keep it respectful. Big shout-out to Black, as always, you know what I'm saying? We riding shotgun on this Sunday. It's Sunday situation, you know, Sunday fun day. Trying to think what else. Yeah, man. So until next week, you know, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.